Hey, everybody, welcome to a brand spanking new bonus episode of What Did We Watch? I, to no one's surprise, ran, not walked. Actually, I drove. I'm lying. To the theater to see Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1. As we all know, I'm an unabashed Tom Cruise fan, and goddamn, do I love this franchise. It is the best franchise in this cinematic history's last 25 years, unequivocally. If you disagree, you're a communist. Is this film as good as you thought it was going to be? You bet your ass it was. Less action, less ass kicking, more espionage, more plot driven. Cruise is a master at that. Villain fantastic, different villain in the sense of AI is the villain, but how do they make AI a villain? You'll see. I love this film. Again, no surprise to anybody. I loved it. 8.5 out of 10. Go see it. And I hope this strike ends soon, only because that way part two can come out on time next June when it's supposed to be released. How about you, Jeb Lund? What about you? What have you watched? What have you seen? Tell me what's going on.
Well, over the fourth break, we went up to see family, and I have a son. He's 8, and I went to see my stepbrother, and he has a couple boys who are around his age, and the grandparents and the parents and the kids all went and saw Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, which I wasn't expecting to be pretty great because I had a bad experience with the Crystal Skull. Because
everyone did.
I don't care for Mr. LaBeouf. I don't like him. And I just, you know, it was a down enough note that I just kept my expectations low, and I thought it was wonderful. I thought, entirely within the spirit of Indiana Jones, like there might've been maybe one chase more than you needed and they didn't really give you a breather. There were like kind of three chases in a row at one point, and you're like, here we go again. But you know, like the actual ending, the villain, like the fitting in with the Indiana mystique, and then also wrestling with the fact that, you know, Harrison Ford's an octogenarian, septuagenarian. I'm not sure.
Octogenarian.
And so there's a mortal, you know, there's a theme of mortality running through it that hasn't been present in other Indiana Jones movies. And in the same way that the director did with the movie Logan, like really use that as counterpoint for this, like almost superhuman character, and added like a depth to him and made it like, I mean, genuinely, you know, like heartbreaking at points and affecting, in addition to just being an awesome romp, and like absolutely took its place for me in the, you know, what we call the classic indie pantheon. So go for it. It's good.
1 to 10.
Like an 8, probably.
I have one question to ask, and it's a yes or no. Don't give me any more than that, because I haven't seen it, because I kept saying I can't. The previews look so bad, I can't justify spending $15 on it. And I love the original three. Do they address him drinking from the Grail and Crusade in this film?
No, that doesn't come up. I don't think there's really much callback. I think there's like a visual callback, kind of like not on the order of like in Holy Grail where Ilsa's like, what's that? And he's like, the Ark of the Covenant. And she's like, are you sure? Pretty sure. Like, but there is like a couple subtle ones that you're like, ah, he has done other adventures, but no, there's not the
girl. Okay, because I thought that's the way he's never gonna die because he's immortal because he drank from the cup of Christ. Come on, he drank it, doesn't mean the cup can't leave the seal. That means you can't take it to go benefit other people. What's that?
You can only be immortal if you stay there. That's why the knight can never leave.
Well, he had to stay there to protect the cup and the water right there. That's why he had to stay there. But that's why the cup couldn't leave with him. But the fact that the cup fell and he drank the water before he even passed the seal, the cup that he didn't take the cup with him. He just had the water in him that kept him immortal. Aha. Lawyered. Bill, what do you got?
Speaking of lawyers, the White House Plumbers is very good. I loved Woody Harrelson and Justin Theroux in that, playing G. Gordon Liddy and not Howard Hunt. I forget the other guy's name, but both the burglars and the Watergate.
Coulson? Chuck Coulson?
Thank you. Yes, yes. And I got to say, Will Ferrell has cornered the market in playing guys that are idiots that think they're brilliant in comedies. But these guys are a masterclass in doing that in what is sort of a comedy and sort of a drama, but it's all great. And it's amazing how much of the most insane things in this actually happened. But I really loved it. It's very good. So I guess it's on HBO.
1 out of 10, please.
8.
We've all got a lot of recommendations here, and I like to hear that. Usually it's something go, well, guess what I watch? It really stinks. But today, it's an all positive note, and I'm happy to say that. That's going to wrap up What Did We Watch? Thanks for hanging out with us, and we'll see everybody later. Avita Zen.